It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Cotton Incorporated is evaluating a wide array of precision farming technologies and encourages growers to consider the applicability of these new tools to their operations. From advanced sensing and controls to aerial imaging prescriptions that optimize inputs, precision farming could help you become a more profitable and more sustainable cotton producer. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, dedicated to increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, it really was a refreshing week for cotton growers as the market was up all week with the exception of Friday's 21-point drop. But yet the market still settled at 59.36 cents basis of margin. That's 300 points above that 56.60 low that we were threatening. Exceptional export interest was noted all week for both Upland and Pima as prices traded below that 58.59 cent mark. And two, on Thursday, USDA reported another marketing year record for weekly export sales, which represents the third consecutive record sale week. The backdrop behind all this is the market has rapidly been increasing its open interest as prices move lower, generally indicating a very bearish market, and which that's been the lifeline for the 50 centers out there. Yet it's February now, and first notice day for the March contracts just really around the corner on February 23rd, and that's just 15 trading days for the managed funds, including the rapidly expanding Chinese funds to clear out all those short positions that they've loaded up with. I'll mention that in a moment. Additionally, the week found support. Export sales were net of $582,900, which is the second strongest week ever. These sales were comprised of $546,000-plus of Upland, $13,000-plus of Pima, and $12,000-plus of bales for Upland based on 2015-16 shipments. This seems to be the second highest week of sales in any given year. And again, China was the primary buyer, taking 177,000 bales plus a little more, followed by Vietnam, about the same level, 175,000. Indonesia was just short of 100,000. Turkey, 35,000. We note the strong sales to China and the level of sales that, while it has not yet exceeded the WTO minimum, it is on the brink of doing so. And most viewing this as a de facto statement by the Chinese that they will continue to import from the U.S. In fact, this represents more evidence that China is, in fact, using its 2015 TRQ quotas to import the machine-harvested high-grade cotton into China, that cotton that they need so much. I've maintained for the past 2 years that the Chinese crop in storage reserve was not adequate, and they would have to continue to import volumes of U.S. high-grade cotton in order to get yarn counts they needed to spin acceptable yarn. In fact, China has purchased now about 2.2 million bales of cotton from the United States for this year, and has been previously warned USDA that basically they're going to have to increase their import level for China. They're going to have to increase their consumption from China for China, as well as increasing it for Vietnam and Indonesia as well. Vietnam's already purchased 1.2 million bales of cotton from the U.S., and Indonesia's sitting on right at a million bales of cotton. The only group that's not increased their cotton imports from last year is Turkey, yet they remain an exceptionally strong buyer. There is a textile dispute going on with China, Turkey, and that slowed some things down. Nevertheless, vis-a-vis the world money tribulations, Turkey is in the catbird seat vis-a-vis the European Union, and they will have very strong textile sales into the European Union. And as a consequence, I would anticipate that we will gain that market share back in Turkey, and that's going to be all that much more plus for us. Thank you so much for your time today, and have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.